There you go. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah! 815 area code, Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow with Picture. I don't think I've ever heard that song before in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know it exists.
Yeah, I've never.
I didn't. I've never
heard
it
before. Wow. All right. So, hi everybody. Welcome back, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Thursday. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up next at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. All right. We're going to do some pop-up vit. Look, oh, Esmeralda, look. Look who it is.
Oh, man.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Skip.
Wow. How's it going?
You made it.
You made it through the rain.
Woo. Right.
Man alive.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty bumpy ride.
It was a bumpy ride.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're here, man. Thank you for unretiring.
Hey, anything for you guys.
Yeah. Aww. That's nice.
I'd fly a tsunami for Esmeralda.
See that?
Skip. Such a nice guy.
All right. Well, should we play the thing with the thing, Skip?
Hang on, I gotta switch out the Kid Rock CD.
Oh, please. All right, this is the radio version of pop-up video based on the great VH1 show from the 90s. Esmeralda and I switch off getting questions asked to us by the great Skip Skipley about one certain song slash video. First side of the card is about the video itself, and the second side is pop culture questions related to that song slash video. Okay? Get the cats ready, because Esmeralda, in a few minutes...
Oh, the cats already know.
They know. Psychically, they know.
It's like an earthquake.
They can sense it. So that's coming up. All right. What do we do? Hi, Skip.
Hi.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio,
what happened?
Please provide us a line or two from The Fix's Stand or Fall.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Is that a line or are you
no,
saying? You could just no. do that and I would have been like, oh, is that it? Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of the lyrics I want to lead into. I could go right to the chorus. Stand or fall. State your case tonight. Stand or fall. State your case tonight. It's a Europe theater. It's a Europe theater. Stand or fall. There you go.
Bravo.
No idea.
Wow.
The Fix rules.
I never heard that song.
It's a great song. Hmm.
Nobody
knows any of their songs except for one thing leads to another.
Right. Oh, that's right. You went to their show.
I met several times, but I did go to see them in Schaumburg when they were preceded by the Miss Teen Schaumburg announcements.
Did they sing that song?
Of course they did.
Oh. You're like,
do you
yeah!
know? Do you know Red Skies at Night?
No.
Red Skies at Night.
No. Nope.
Oh. You don't know Red Skies?
No. Nope.
It's a jam. Dan, do you know Red Skies at Night?
Who?
Come on now. I mean, sorry, Skip. Do you know Red Skies at Night?
No, I don't.
Oh. God. All right. You guys are missing out on The Fix.
Oh, sorry.
They're fantastics. See, I tried to rhyme it.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Esmeralda, yeah. What type of military vehicle appears in this video? Seeing as how you're so
Hummer.
Familiar with their catalog. That is incorrect.
Oh. Is it a tank?
It is a tank.
Man.
Were you going to say tank?
I was just thinking, oh, what could be so technical? A Hummer.
I don't even think Hummers existed in 1980.
What are you talking about? They have, like, you know, Army Hummers. Those are Hummers.
All right.
The Army cars. It's just that then they made them into regular cars.
This song is, like, from 1981. Were there Hummers in 1981?
Yeah, not the ones you see on the, on
right.
the streets.
82.
Like, 82. Okay, 82.
Army Hummers.
All right.
I was gonna be like,
the answer is tanks, by the way. So tanks for nothing. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a second
All
now.
Right. What does The Fix bring out in you?
I love The Fix.
Ooh.
All right, what happened next?
Lyric quiz. In the song, the following line is said, fill in the blank. It's the blank theater. It's the blank theater.
It's the, you know.
Hummer?
Is it Europe?
It is Euro. We will get
Euro.
To you.
Euro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that even mean?
It's kind of, it's, he kind of, it's a Europe theater. It's, yeah.
That didn't help at all.
No, I'm just saying, it's, Cy Kernan he doesn't sing it very clearly.
Oh, I see. To guess so, what it was. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were explaining to me what
No,
Euro
I'm not,
a,
I cannot, I don't,
meant.
No, I don't.
Yeah, is there military action? Is it in the Euro
it
theater?
It is, yeah. Yes, it's the song is about war.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What animal does this Fix video? Oh man, you just,
what
poor
is
girl.
That?
What animal does the Fix video and the Lone Ranger have in common? What animal does this Fix video and the Lone Ranger
horses.
Have in common? What color horse, please?
White.
That is correct.
Silver.
Now, I know, but for a second, I'm like, wait, was that horse actually silver?
No.
I'm like, were they painting that, that poor horse?
He was
horse
also
silver?
A unicorn.
I mean, you know, they could have been like, oh, he's a very special horse.
He was a very special horse.
Right.
He was silver. Right. So now we're flipping the card over. So, Esmeralda, you'll probably be able to answer some of these questions because they won't be, you wouldn't have to memorize the lyrics or the video.
Or know the entire discography of
I do.
Fix.
I do. All right. Now what happened?
Fernwood Tonight starred what comedic actor?
Martin Mull.
That is correct.
Hold on a second.
Like, just...
What the hell does Fernwood Tonight have to do with the Fix? Or Stand or Fall?
No clue.
Somebody out there help. Martin Mull? Maybe Martin Mull is the answer. And the question was about Fernwood Tonight. What does that have to do with the Fix?
Well, what's Fernwood?
It was a town, a fictional town where the talk show took place.
Oh, maybe they filmed...
It's a fictional town.
No, I know, but, you know, a place like it.
Yeah, well, Fernwood was where Mary Hartman took place. And Mary Hartman was a sitcom, took place in Fernwood.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offshoot of that was a fake talk show with Martin Mull and Fred Willard called Fernwood Tonight. So that was what, and I have no.
Maybe they were on Fernwood Tonight.
No, nobody real was on Fernwood Tonight. It was a fake. It was a fake show.
They never had music.
But they wouldn't be like. They would be like a fake band, because it was actors portraying people.
Well, you know, they could have had real ones.
No, the Fix weren't even. Fernwood Tonight was like in the mid 70s.
All right.
So the Fix weren't even a thing then. This is just weird. I don't understand this question at all. All right. By the way, Fernwood Tonight rules. It's brilliant. Okay.
Just an FYI, E815 lets us know that the Humvee did not arrive until 1984. So
all right, whatever. Thanks a lot, Texter.
You were close, though.
Jeez.
Man, you're getting... I was listening yesterday. That Texter with the joke about the Free Willy coming after you, man.
Fly away.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What comic strip character...
Are you all right, Skip?
I mean, just this question. All right. The comic strip character Tank McNamara. What was his job? A, newspaper reporter. B, army private. C, sports commentator. D, football player. What did good old Tank McNamara...
What was the first one?
Newspaper reporter.
No, that one.
Incorrect.
Football player.
What? Incorrect.
Sports reporter.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I think he was an ex-football player and a sports reporter.
Mm.
Tank McNamara. Now, see, I understand why that question is there, because there's a tank in the video.
Yeah.
Should we break here?
Yes.
Skip's going to retire right now. Hopefully he'll come back. All right. It's 3-1 me. And let's get a break here for some weather and some traffic. Yeah, we're back. And we're back! Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and at 6, Steve Cochran. I get to visit with Steve this morning as well.
Oh, very nice.
At 6:20, I'll be on to talk about all the new movies coming out this week. Lots of movies coming out this weekend, one of which I've seen, which is Baby Driver, the best movie I've seen all year. So we'll be able to talk about that with Steve a little bit later.
Oh, my. 6:20. That was Logan before.
It was colossal until it was colossal in Logan until I saw Baby Driver.
Oh my!
Now it's Baby Driver, colossal, then Logan. Nobody saw Colossal though.
No,
it was so good.
I was gonna go see it.
It was so good. All right, look who came back! It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good.
Hey guys.
Hi, welcome back from your retirement,
Esmeralda. I was searching for better questions for you, and I fortunately could not find any.
Of course.
We're not through with that card, are
Correct.
We?
Correct. We are not through with this
card. Okay, so it's Esmeralda, right?
Nope. Yep.
Oh, me?
Yes, because we had the illustrious Tank McNamara.
Oh, right. That's that's right. Okay, we're back, and we are talking about the Fix Stand or Fall video. And I have an edge here. 3-1, I am winning on this one. So, all right, what's the question, Skip?
Multiple choice. Okay. What is the euro? Is it A, currency, B, car, D, dance, D, spacecraft?
It's currency.
That is correct.
For a second, I thought he was going to say, what is the Fix?
A great band. All right.
Esmeralda, not multiple choice. Athlete Jim Fix helped popularize what sport?
I like, well, it's, and by the way, he spells, doesn't he spell it with two X's? Yeah.
Tennis.
That is incorrect. Good
guess. Jogging.
Jogging's not a sport.
You don't think running is a sport?
Jogging, though?
Yeah.
Specifically jogging.
Well, he wrote a book about jogging. He wrote many books about jogging.
It's not a sport.
You know how he died?
Jogging?
Yep.
Did he fall in a hole?
No, he had a heart attack.
Oh, jeez.
That's how he died. He died jogging.
It's not a sport.
Has anybody...
I could understand, like, sprinting, running, like, marathons.
That's jogging.
That's not jogging. No, because marathons are... I don't know.
Well, you jog during a marathon. It's a term... Jogging is just another term for running.
Yeah, I don't. Because jogging's kind of like...
It's running.
And you're like, you talk to people.
How fast do you go if you're doing a if you're doing a marathon? By let's say by mile 15, how fast are you running? You're jogging at best.
Nah.
Okay. Did anybody text in, Skip, about the damn Fernwood tonight?
Because if they do, I'm going to lose it in all of whether jogging is a sport text.
I want to get the jogging association
all
on
right.
me.
Speaking of jogging, the cats are jogging down Michigan Avenue right now. Dave's in the sports department, surrounded by his feline army. There he is, wearing his crown and cape. And it's time for Esmeralda to sing, and let's see all the alley cats knocking garbage cans over across the country.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line from Michael Jackson's Black or White.
Oh. Man, I just heard this a few days ago, too.
You know, this is people who are listening, it's tough right. when you can't have, you know, because your head goes blank.
Tell my baby on the Saturday something. I believe in miracles. It don't matter if you're black or white. Hey!
Skip, did Michael Jackson come back from the grave here?
I looked away and I thought,
his spirit in the room?
Moon walked in.
The cats just jumped right off the building. All right. You're going to do much better on this one than you did on the last one.
I remember that video.
And I'm going to do much worse. On this
very
one.
Clearly.
I know who directed the video. I don't know if that's going to be a question.
I do, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. What do we got, Skip?
Which director used the... What's the term used for this video's transformation trick? What's the term used for this video's transformation trick?
Wow. What's the term? There's the term... used for that, it's just people's faces melding into another face. I morphing?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
I just pulled that one out of the air. Okay.
Esmeralda, how was Michael injured while filming a Pepsi commercial?
His hair caught on fire.
That is correct.
So he got burns. He had burns.
I remember when that happened, I think, in like 83, late 83 or something like that, or beginning of 84. And, you know, there was a pain, because at that time he was the biggest star in the world.
Right.
So people were completely freaking out when they heard the story. And I remember there was a picture that they carried, where they were carrying him out on a gurney afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he had like a sheet over him, except that his one gloved hand was doing a thumbs up. That was
good for him. Still a good sport. It's all burnt up.
His whole head was on fire. You ever see the footage? Sport.
I have, yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Real quick, too.
Well, he might have had enough activator in there to set anything on fire at that point. All right. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Skip.
What was the name of Michael Simeon companion?
Is this multiple choice?
Nope.
You don't know? Come on now. Come on.
Oh, Bubbles.
That
Bubbles.
Is correct. That is correct.
All right.
By the way, John Hansen says jogging is not a sport. So I tend to
agree with Esmeralda.
I have one person.
Jogging's a leisure activity.
To me, jogging is just
jogging
another.
Jogging is not in the Olympics.
It's another word for running, and running is in the Olympics. Jogging is just a word that they used as a fad.
But they call it the 10-meter sprint. They call it the marathon. Right. They don't call anything jogging.
Yeah.
No, I know they don't, but jogging was, I believe, invented in the 70s. The term was invented in the 70s, so it's one of those 70s terms. That
jogging?
Nobody uses anymore. Nobody uses jogging anymore, but that's what you use. Instead of running, you jogged in the 70s. You didn't say, I'm going to go running. You didn't say I'm going to be in a running competition. You said I'm going to go jogging.
Go jogging.
That was a thing. Mm-hmm. Mary, will you tell these people that jogging was a word?
Actually, as the voice of a shoe commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be interested for Mary.
Wasn't there a time nobody referred to it as running and they referred to it as jogging?
Yes.
That's fine.
I
but
do,
it, do
that.
You consider
Still
it
not
a sport?
No.
Do you consider running a sport?
Yes.
Then you consider jogging a sport.
Well, I guess. But jogging's more like trotting, I think.
Yeah, see?
It's more like a slow run, but, you know. You don't, and you jog pretty much through a whole marathon, most people.
That's what
do.
I'm saying. In a marathon, you don't run, you jog.
Yes, running is jogging, though.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then you're jogging running.
Oh, my God.
Some people are walking.
All
you
right.
want to add that to the mix.
Hang on a sec. Some people are vomiting, too. We didn't put that in there. All right. Hang on a second. We got to find out what's happening on the opening bell, and then we'll finish this fantastic discussion about Jim Fix and jogging. Here's Steve. Steve, what's happening on the opening bell?
Not much, but, you know, I peeled to open the dictionary while you guys were having that discussion, and for what it's worth, the definition of jog is to run at a steady pace.
There you go.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I rest my case, Perry Mason.
Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to check in on the foreign markets. Lots going on overseas. Continued upheaval in Great Britain with Brexit, all kinds of other things. Don Lloyd is here from our Associated Bank Thought Leader Conversation team, and we'll do that. We'll also check in on the state budget. There is still no state budget ahead of the deadline, which is coming up very quickly. All of that next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right. Let's finish this up, right?
Yeah, we'll go rapid fire.
Okay.
Here.
Who's this for?
This is Esmeralda.
All right.
What are the high-kicking dancers at the Radio City Music Hall called?
Oh, the Rockettes.
Correct.
All right.
Multiple choice. What planet was Mork from?
Ork.
Correct. Esmeralda, what was unusual about Medusa's hair?
She had snakes.
Correct.
Right.
Multiple choice. Name the band from the All Ape Show, Lancelot, the Secret Chimp.
Go ahead.
A, the Funky Monkeys. B, the Evolution Revolution. C, the Gibbon Spoonful.
It's Evolution Revolution.
That is correct.
All right.
630, jogging is what you do as a punishment in other sports.
All right. I won that one pretty handily.
Mm-hmm.
It was 8-5. Only because there was a card, there was an actual card about stand or fall in there, which is just amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, you're going to go jogging home now?
Yeah. I'm going to go trotting home.
All right. Hey, tomorrow we are going to celebrate the beginning of National Hot Dog Month.
Oh, boy.
Because July is National Hot Dog Month. And there are many activities.
To do with hot dogs.
To do with hot... Many. You'll be so surprised at the amount of activities surrounding the lovely hot dog. There you go. By the way, July 19th is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, man.
So we'll need to celebrate that.
Eat all the hot dogs.
Eat all the hot dogs. And it's Fly Jams Friday and all the other stuff tomorrow.
Nice.
All right. See you later. All right. News, 6 seconds.